This morning, I'd like to wish all mothers a special happy Mother's Day, and especially to my own mother. These are wonderful women in our lives that have made it possible for us to be here today. If I were to ask all those who have or have had mothers to raise their hands, everyone would have to raise their hand in here today. We all have had some influence from our mothers, and we all know how tirelessly and sometimes thankless work a mother gives to her family. A woman walked into an unemployment office and saw a job posting for motherhood. She asked the human resource attendant, "How many vacation days does the job get?" She replied, "You get one vacation day a year." The woman shocked, asked, "The one vacation day a year? That's all I'd get?" The attendant replied, "The attendant replied, "We call it Mother's Day, but technically you still have to work." Yes, mother's work is never over, and is often and often have to work on their days off. I wonder if they actually had a job posting description of all the duties of motherhood before they had children, if they would still choose to have them. But I thank God that He gives grace, and that He has wonderfully prepared women to be patient, loving, nurturing mothers to their children. We cannot talk about our mothers without talking about love, a love that is an example of the love of the Heavenly Father. For any expression of love is only a small glimpse of the true love that God gives us through His Son. If you turn with me to 1 John 4, starting at verse 7. 1 John 4, verse 7. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His Son, His only begotten Son, into the world, that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." How important love is in our families and the church. First, we can only love because God first loved us and sent His Son into the world to show us His love. It is out of this love for us that God redeems us and reaches out to us to become children of God. To be a child of God, we must be born again of the Spirit and not of the flesh. Not to be physically reborn, but to turn from our sinful past and to turn to God and receive the renewing of the Holy Spirit within our hearts, becoming a new creation in God. God has given the family as a picture, as I've already said, as a relationship of how our relationship is to be with Him, to show His love to us. The family is the first place where obedience and love is to be taught, and how our mothers play such a crucial role in the early development stages of our lives, and how we need to pray for our mothers to be loving examples that God wants them to be. We are to honor our mothers. In Ephesians 6, 1-3, Paul says to the Ephesians, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." By the very act of honoring our parents, we are honoring God. Honoring God has a lot to do with our relationship here in our lives. It is shown in the love and honor we give to others. Honor is a word that is lost in our culture, much of our culture. To honor means to treat with respect, to be courteous and polite to others. The Bible does not put any stipulations on honoring our parents. It means that it does not matter how our parents have treated you in the past or may still treat you. It means we are still to honor them and to take care of them. God has ordained the family and our parents to rule over us as children, to guide and to teach, and has given our mothers a wonderful role in the family, to bind us together, to show us his love to us. Mothers have been a part of God's design of the family since the beginning, perfectly fashioning these strong, loving, selfless women in our lives, that we might honor our mothers every day with our own lives, displaying the love. May we honor our mothers every day with showing the love that they have shown us. May we praise God for the wonderful mothers that we have in our lives, and that we would honor our mothers today and every day, thanking God for the ideal creation of the woman that makes the man whole and takes care of the whole family that only a mother could do. In closing, I'd like to read a short poem. There is no love like a mother's. Her heart is filled with care. With Christ as her example, her Savior's love she'll share. A mother's love is endless, not changing for all time. When needed by her children, a mother's love will shine. God bless these special mothers. God bless them, everyone, for all their tears and heartaches and special work they've done. When days on earth are over, a mother's love lives on through many generations. God blessings on each one. Be thankful for our mothers who love with higher love from power God has given and strength from up above. May God richly bless each and every one mother here today.